This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Forgot what I was talking about. But there's so much news going on. California Democrats admit radical crime bill is not working. I made a mistake, is what one of them said. I mean, are you shocked? I don't even need to look at this article. Like I always say, Ray Charles can see and Stevie don't have to wonder what happens when you defund the police. Like, even if you didn't like police, you have to say, okay, let's play the scenario out in my mind. There are no cops on the streets anywhere. What do you think is going to happen to you and your family? Because if you ain't the baddest dude on the block, somebody can come get you. And most people that's willing to defend the police are softer than a wet paper towel. And they don't even own guns. So then you defund police and you have to say, wow, you know, the people that's shooting every night and people thugging and stealing and robbing cars. If there is no police, they are going to think I can just rob as long as I can stay up. So if I take meth, I'll stay up all night. I can steal and kill and rob all night long. If I drink an energy drink, I can be waiting you until you go to sleep, and I'm drinking an energy drink, and I'm going to go rob your house. Or I'm going to get bold. Just got out of prison, ain't got nothing to lose. There ain't no cops. I ain't had, you know, I've been around dudes for the last 15 years. I ain't got to ask for it. I'm going to come in your house and take it from your wife. That's what criminals would do if they're unopposed. And people probably think I'm being superfluous, so I'm just talking outside of my neck, I'm making this up, I'm being drastic. I'm telling the truth. I have arrested people when I was a cop that will blow your mind at how evil they were. You're like, how could you do that to another person, brother? You know you finna do the rest of your life in prison. What are you think? You don't have no, there's no empathy, there's nothing. You are a soulless individual. And just imagine if they didn't have that buffer between me and the person they victimize. There's no consequences. Now, you know, anybody can realize that this is, you know, that this would happen. But somehow the Democrats want to act like, wow, we're surprised. And the activists going to be, wow. Now, the activists ain't even talking. They out somewhere else. And they're watching the world crumble. Because I'll tell you this, people may not understand this. I knew it was going to happen when I was a cop, that when you start demoralizing police, not only do you embolden criminals, but you lose police officers. People, you got to think of how hard it is to be a cop in real life, not the TV cops, not the you look on the dictionary what you think a cop is. Like being a real cop, like the stress that you go through that sometimes subconsciously is happening to you, but consciously you don't really, you've been numb to it. But seeing people at their worst, every day, 10 hours a day, you know, we work 4/10. So 4 days a week, 10 hours a day, you're being exposed to people having a worst day of their life. Most time, the worst day of their life. Is the dynamics of policing are so vast that the average person have no idea what police officers go through. The first time I saw a dead baby, the first time I saw a kid die on the emergency room table from getting bludgeoned by the child's own parents. They claim he fell, but they actually beat him and he had a brain bleed. And to sit there and the kid was five. And I remember that because my son was five. My son is at home and I'm looking at a kid that's the same size as my son laying on an operating table and he coded. And the doctor was crying. The nurses were crying. I almost cried. And the only reason I didn't, because I was trying to be tough. I was like, I ain't finna cry in front of all these people. But man, watching a doctor break down and cry and thinking about this kid is gone forever. Like it just do something to you. I can remember. I can see it with my own eyes. Seeing the guy that got ran over on the freeway. You know, he fell off a motorcycle, tumbled, ran over by three cars. He was not recognizable anymore. That'll never come out of my mind. Getting emotionally attached to these people. You go to a call and this young girl once was such a beautiful young lady, straight A student, is now itching and scratching at her face because she's addicted to drugs so bad. And as a cop, if you care, your heart breaks for that kid. You see through them. You see that young girl used to be okay. Now she's on those drugs and she don't want to be, but she's stuck. And you wish you could help her, but you can't. You want to hug her and tell her it's going to be okay, but it ain't. Real connection, real feelings, real people every day. And you telling me that if something happened where all these people I've saved, for me personally, the young lady that was going to jump off the bridge that I saved by myself, I can tell these stories forever. I never forget that time. The girl is on the bridge. I get the call. I'm right down the street. I'm the only cop in the area, and she's getting ready to jump off the bridge. And the only reason that we even knew about it because somebody else called because they saw her hanging off of the bridge. Her feet was dangling off the edge of the bridge. And in that instance, it's life or death. I could never come home after this interaction, or I'm going to watch her hit the – I'm either going to save her, I'm going to die, or I'm going to have to watch her die. That's my only choices. Two out of the three choices are horrifying that I may never recover from. But I'm going to go up, and I'm going to give it this attempt, and it's on me. I'm on the spot. There's nobody to come in and help me. There's nobody going to give me a life branch. It's just me and that 16-year-old girl hanging out her legs, hanging off this bridge at a 50-foot drop onto the train tracks. And I remember walking up to her like, God, please don't let me not save her right now. Because if I watch her fall, that's going to be devastating because I'm going to watch her hit the ground. And I'm going to have to go down there and put her in a body bag. And some people say, you don't have to put them in. Yeah, we do. OME will come out, and we have to assist them in putting people in body bags. That's a part of being a police officer as well. And then I end up saving her. I hooked her with my arm. We both fell on the other side, on the good side. And I hugged her, and I said, it's okay, it's okay. And I, you know, took her to the CRC. The Crisis Response Center or something. I don't even remember the name of it no more, but I think it was the CRC, where you take people that are suicidal, homicidal, that's dealing with mental crisis. I'll never forget that, man. I could smell it. I could see it. And then I got a lot of other horrific things that happened to me while I was working. But you're telling me that if a thug do something and I shoot him because Black Lives Matter may have a problem with it because they want to raise more money this time around, that I can go to jail? Now, all of that stuff I've been doing, and you're going to put me in jail because I'm an activist? Because you want to be politically correct? I ain't doing this job no more. I can be a normal person. You know, like, I remember going from being a cop to being a normal person. That was a weird experience. It was actually like withdrawals. But I was a regular person. But I'm still affected by it. I can't be in places with a lot of people, because if some noise happens, I'm not normal anymore. When you're a cop, that vigilant, you know, that vigilance makes sense, right? Is you're vigilant, it makes sense. When you're not a cop no more and you just get anxious every time you hear loud noises of people screaming, and it just really, it's like PTSD a little bit. Now, it's not enough to make me need to sign up for something, but it does happen. And you pay, and I was getting paid $45,000 a year before taxes. Before taxes. And $21.88 an hour. I never forget. I was getting paid $21.88 an hour when I started off. I got some raises because, not raises, I got some bonuses and stuff because I was on SWAT team and I was working night shift. That was a night differential. But regardless of that, I was making $21.88 an hour. 45.6, I think what it was a year before taxes. And you got to think, I got taxes coming out of state, federal, and I got pension coming out of my check. And I got deferred comp because you need to have a savings account. And then I had medical insurance coming out. And I don't know, child support was something else. But I only was making that much, and I had to pay $500 a month for child support. And so I was broke, putting my life on the line for people every single day. And people think that cops are doing it because they want to be tough. Now, a lot of them are doing it because they care enough to put your life before theirs. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Well, it didn't take us for some time. We saw the ad and we thought we would give it a try. And I noticed after the first month, we just felt better. I told my doctor, too, and she says, "This sounds like a really good product for you to be taking. We plan to take it for life."
I ran this by my doctor. I always run it by her, everything I take, and I told her I've been taking this for a while. Is this okay to take? She goes, "Oh, this is wonderful for you to take. Keep taking it." She goes, "I approved it. This is very good." So she said, "Yes." She said, "This is one thing you can take that's very good. I'm not going to stop taking it out into nature."
Step into the new year with a new you. Go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this exclusive holiday offer by using discount code BRANDON.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Mm-hmm. This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
To God and God alone. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I want to tell you guys about the Tatum Store. If you're looking for a store with incredible merch, incredible conservative merch, credible Christian merch. I mean, we got everything. All you got to do is go to the store. I think I'll be wasting my time trying to convince you. Just go to the store. If you like merch, if you want the best merch in the game, we have the best merch, the best graphic designer, and we make the best quality material and everything. Let me just tell you why I say we make the best. I've had other people's merch. I've worn stuff. I bought stuff from different stores, and I know why they do it, because you can save a lot of money on cost if you get a cheaper shirt. And if you print and you don't take the process to cure the print properly, you can just be running these shirts at 100,000 miles per hour, and your overhead is low and all of that other stuff. But I figured that I try to do my business the way I want to purchase. I want the best quality stuff. I'm not buying your stuff more than once. If I buy something from somebody and the quality ain't good, I never buy from them again. I lose respect for them and I never buy from them again. But when it comes to me, I'm like, look, I'm going to get you the best quality stuff. I'll make up for the profit deficit by giving you quality stuff and people come back to buy more. And it's been very successful that way. So I'm just explaining to you guys why I'm saying I'm the best. Not just because I'm just saying it because I want you to buy my stuff. It's like, no, we go through the process of going to get these shirts. We fill them. We test them. We make sure that they're the best quality for the price point, right? We can go up way up and then the shirts will be $60, $70. So we do a great price point for the shirt. We go through the process of putting our tag in the shirt. It's professional. This is a real clothing brand. We have our mailers and everything with the Tatum brand. And we also put goodies in the bag. So when you get it, you get discounts to ammo. You get discounts for personal protection from a company that I trust. I don't want to say the company on the radio because I don't want no problems. But anyway, I didn't say it enough. Go to TatumStore.com, TatumStore.com. Put a discount code TatumShow20. Tatum Show 20. Being a police officer is one of the most rewarding yet thankless things that you can do. I would argue being a police officer in some areas are probably just as difficult or more difficult than being a soldier in the military. Because if you're a soldier in the military and you're on an assignment where you're on a base, you're not in a combat zone, you know, that's nowhere near being a cop. Like, being a police officer is in combat zone every day. Unless you work for an agency that ain't no time. You work in Scottsdale PD, you got a little drama, but you ain't like Phoenix PD. If you work in Paradise Valley PD, you definitely ain't got nothing going on. I think the average home in Paradise PD, in Paradise Valley is like $3 million. Ain't no crime in Paradise Valley. Somebody stole somebody's garden hose or something. And what happened was it was a gardener that was cleaning the yard and thought it was his or something. That's probably the strength of the crime. I'm joking, but there is some crime in Paradise Valley, but it's not nowhere near what you would see in major cities. So that's kind of the equivalent of not being in a combat zone. But if you're in Chicago, you're in New York, places in New York, you know, downtown New York, whatever, you're in a combat zone. People are trying to kill you. and the rules of engagement are different. Anyway, let me move on. I think we already talked about Ron DeSantis. Let's see, Colorado School Board. I don't know if y'all saw that video that I made of the young kid who was incredibly brave. His parents are obviously awesome. When you see a kid that's like that, you're like, your parents had to be doing something right. You know, ain't no way in the world you just come out of the womb like that. That kid was smart, well-dressed, very well put together, and it seemed like he had some parents that cared about him. But the Colorado School Board admitted that they were wrong about child sporting the Gadsden flag on his backpack. The mama told them they were wrong. They said the policy shows that this particular teacher was wrong. The teacher didn't even know what the Gadsden flag represented. She said it represents slavery and slave trade. She's a complete fool. And she should lose her job over this. Because you weren't acting on behalf of the district like you said you was. You didn't just say, it wasn't my part. She tried to blame the district. It ain't me. I'm just going off the rules. No, you weren't going off the rules. Mama told you wasn't. All you had to do was relook at the policy. All you had to do was go to a Google search and look up the Gadsden flag, and you would know it had nothing to do with slavery. Had everything to do with your doggone freedom in 1776. Hope she lose her job. Let me continue to read this article. Let's see, Connor Boyack, education expert and president of the, I think it's the Libertas Institute in Utah. I may be saying it wrong. Released a screenshot of the Vanguard School Board of directors allowing Jaden to attend school with the Gadsden flag patch visible on his backpack. We won, is what Boyack said, or what he wrote on Tuesday on Twitter, formerly known as, on X, formerly known as Twitter. Let this be a lesson. Document your encounters with government employees. Had Jaden's mother not recorded the video, this wouldn't have gotten nearly the attention that it did. And I think our video is probably one of the reasons that it got a lot of attention. We posted it online, and it got how many views, Nick? About 400,000 views. And so I think a lot of people ended up seeing it there, too. But obviously I wasn't the only one because it was viral when I saw it. It gained about 8.9 million views on Twitter of the original video that was posted. But it should be that case, like, stop. Don't let these people get away with it, man. Record them. Even cops. Like people say, you record. Now record the cops. Don't be an idiot, but just record the cops if you get into a police encounter, because there are some bad ones out there. They need to be fired. The cop pull you over, record them. Ain't nothing wrong with them recording. They got a problem with you recording them. They the problem. Just don't be like the rest of these knuckleheads that got the phone all in their face. Look, I got you on camera. What you? I know my rights, and they ain't look at not one law. And they ever talking about they know their rights, they get beat up on camera, and they want to get a lawsuit. That's the only way they're going to really make some money in life. Anyway, Haley Ramaswamy's feud intensifies after she compared his Israel policies to AOC and far-left squad. Now, Nikki Haley, I don't know what Ramaswamy's Israel policies are. Maybe I don't. What he said they are, or what they will be, is that he believes that we should get Israel to a point where we don't need to fund them anymore. That they are at a point where they're sustainable and we don't have to continue to fund people for life. Now, of course, maybe you could call me a Zionist. I don't know. I think that we should be supporting God's chosen nation in perpetuity as a Christian nation. That's what I think. Anything Israel needs, we should be on the right side of history as supporting Israel. And if they want to do bad with it, then that's between them and God. But we are doing our part in supporting God's chosen people in the chosen land. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at the Officer Tatum. Trump pleads not guilty in Georgia election case after waiving his arraignment. So pretty much what he can do is, what you get a trial, you can just, you have your day in court, right? You have your day to appear. He pled not guilty and he waived his right to appear in court and face his accusers. I guess that's pretty much what it is. I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump don't go to prison for this. like, I don't know how Democrats are going to survive. This is such a massive scale that they've hyped up. They're not doing this in the dark, right? They're not saying, oh, a little hush money here, let me just, they have made him a worldwide spectacle. They've indicted him more than any president in United States history. They indicted him more than probably any person in United States history, where you got indicted in this many jurisdictions on separate charges, felonious charges, mind you. They're probably doing things that are historic. And if this man go to court and he's not guilty, most of the world, you got people who are complete idiots. They don't care. Jesus could come down and say Donald Trump is innocent. And they're Christians, or claim to be Christians, and they won't even believe Jesus because they hate Trump so bad. But they don't get him on this. People are going to – let me just say this. COVID-19 caused a lot of people to wake up. My best friend, he became conservative after COVID-19. There's so many other people that have become conservative because of COVID, because they see it. They like, this ain't making no sense. Oh, this definitely ain't making no sense. I got 3 boosters and I still got COVID. You told me I wasn't going to get COVID, Joe Biden. Y'all lied to me. And also what they're saying is they're seeing me, mom, and them have heart attacks and their kids having strokes and heart palpitations after getting the vax. And so now people are like, well, wait a minute. My son was fine before he got vaccinated. My grandma was fine. My cousin was fine. I was fine. And I'm speaking on behalf of somebody else. I didn't get vaccinated, and I never will. I was fine before I got vaccinated. What happened? They're lying to us, right? People wearing masks all this time, and with no real explanation of why you should wear it. They also gave no real explanation of why you shouldn't wear it. They just said, you ain't got to wear it no more. And people were like, well, wait a minute. I shunned my mother and father because they weren't wearing a mask. And they weren't thinking of others and being selfless and slowing the curve. And you shame them. And now you go, now you ain't got to wear it nowhere. Some people feel so bad about it. I mean, they probably don't feel bad because they're narcissists. But some people are so embarrassed by it, the truth, that they keep wearing it. I saw somebody with a mask on the other day. I want to go over by him and fart. Just rip one. And be like, oh, you smell that? Oh, you finna die then. You smell that fart, COVID got you, bro. You been dead last week. You wasting your time. Take that mask off. Quit being stupid. Now, if you want to wear a mask because you got a legitimate reason, then do it. Don't wear a mask because you think COVID. We already know that the molecules go right through that mask like water through a chain link fence. And you finna take that L, vaxxed or not vaxxed. Anyway, I think I'm over that one. All right, Michigan police memos raise concerns about possible nationwide voter registration fraud scheme. Michigan authorities suspect there was a possible voter registration fraud scheme occurring across multiple states, surprise, surprise, during the 2020 election, and were concerned enough to bring in the FBI. According to police memo reviewed by Just the News, but what happened since remained mostly a mystery. According to the dozens of pages of police reports from the, I don't even know how to say that, police department in Michigan State, a firm called GBI, Strategies was under scrutiny as an organization central to alleged voter registration fraud in the 2020 presidential election, which was first investigated by city and state authorities before the FBI took over. So it's like the Michigan's version of, I think the Michigan version of the FBI. Maybe I'm mixing these two up. Georgia's version of the FBI is GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigations. But regardless of that, there's a whole bunch of other things that have been suspicious. It says earlier this month, Danny Wimmer, press secretary of the state attorney general,
No, you don't have to buy custom window treatments in person, because Blinds.com invented a better way. Blinds.com is 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours for quotes from pushy salespeople. A Blinds.com designer helped me pick the perfect style for free.
Looking at your room, I think Wovenwood would look amazing.
Oh, and Blinds.com shipped free samples right to my door. You can DIY or book a pro like I did with just one click.
All done.
I got exactly what I wanted. And best of all, everything's covered with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. I would have paid more to make it this easy, but with Blinds.com, I paid less. Way less.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45, non-smoker, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 800-773-0433. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 800-773-0433. Remember, 800-773-0433. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker underwriting exam required to qualify. That number for Termbusters is 800-773-0433. 800-773-0433.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
American dream will survive. The Officer Tatum Show.
I'm always right. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Oh no, I'm laughing, but this article isn't funny. I'm laughing at what I said in the break. I said I'm always right. Some of y'all probably heard the tail end of that. This is a pretty sad story. 16-year-old girl stabbed to death fighting over McDonald's sauce. You know these people are black. I didn't just say that out loud, did I? Okay. In Washington, D.C., a 16-year-old girl is accused of fatally stabbing another 16-year-old girl during a fight over McDonald's dipping sauce over the weekend. At 2 a.m. Eastern, So let me just say this real quick. This is how you know that something ain't right here. 16-year-old girls at 2 a.m. That is not a real thing. If you're 16 years old, it's no reason for you to be out at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no reason for you to be out that late. That means you do not have supervision and your parents don't care about you and you don't have a daddy. That's what that tells me. All right, let me continue. At 2 a.m. Eastern, Sunday morning, teenagers reportedly got into an argument with another 16-year-old girl outside of the McDonald's near a popular U Street area of the nation's capital. So they weren't even in the, I guess it maybe happened in the McDonald's. It says the victim allegedly began attacking the suspect before walking away. Then, according to the security camera footage, the suspect allegedly lunged at the now deceased girl and stabbed her to death. It's unclear what exactly started the argument, but a D.C. detective testified in court that it began over a sweet and sour sauce. And that must be some good sauce. At the end of the day, someone is dead over a dispute over sauce, what the D.C. Superior Court Judge Sherry Betty Arthur said on Monday. The suspect was charged with second-degree murder while armed and plead not involved on Monday. That's weird, not involved. Per the Post, the prosecutor in the case said that the suspect is the only individual who brought a knife to a fist fight. Now, of course, they're going to slap this 16-year-old on the wrist because she's probably black. Now, let me say this. She may not be black, but the fact that they're not talking about the race, and you know that both of the people are the same race. Because if it was a white girl that stabbed a black girl, it'd be all on the news. If it was two black kids, you know they didn't want to say nothing, and they ain't going to talk about race. And if it's two white kids, they probably ain't going to say nothing either because nobody's going to protest. So anyway, that's a very sad situation that happened. And it's unfortunate that a kid stabbed another kid. And there's 60-year-old people out at 2 o'clock in the morning. They got no business being out there. And to me, that represents the fact that there ain't no leadership. Nobody cares about these kids, and it's unfortunate. One is going to end up probably doing no time in prison if they black. If they white, one of them probably going to go to jail for life, like they probably should. If they black, nobody cares. Soft on crime, they're going to let the girl out, and she's going to be thugging the next day. California mall will require unaccompanied minors wearing ID lanyards after huge brawl. I'm just saying, it's probably black people as well. Let me go on. Mitch McConnell is making it hard to attack Joe Biden on this point, but does it matter? I don't even care what the article is talking about. Y'all see Mitch McConnell take an L the other day when his brain died. Police say a shooting that killed a college student who knocked on wrong door was justified. Ooh, what is this? If it's a black person that got shot by a white person, this is going to be on the news. South Carolina police officers, on Wednesday said that a fatal shooting of a college student who knocked on the wrong door was justified under the state stand your ground laws, which allow residents to defend themselves and their property with firearms, which is a great law, by the way. After consulting with the Fifth Circuit solicitor's office, I didn't know that was a real thing, the Columbia Police Department decided not to file charges against the unnamed person, who shot University of South Carolina student Nicholas D'Onofrio, 20-year-old Madison, Connecticut. This is a heartbreaking case to all involved. Okay, let me go down here. Police said that they determined that the person who did the shooting or the person who died, determined that D'Onofrio's death, that must be the person who's dead, was justified homicide under the Protection of Persons and Property Act based on evidence from the scene. Now, let me read this. It says the shooting unfolded in the early morning hours of August the 26th when the deceased mistakenly went to the wrong home at the 500 block of South Holly Street in Columbia and attempted to enter by repeatedly knocking, banging, and kicking on the front door while manipulating the door handle. D'Onofrio also lived on South Holly Street at the time. Why are they not telling me what race these people are? Because I really want to know. Police received a 911 call from a female resident reporting a home invasion at the address at 2 a.m. And a male resident went to retrieve a legal purchase firearm, according to the press release. D'Onofrio allegedly broke through a glass window on the front door and attempted to unlock the doorknob through the broken window, at which point the male resident fired a single shot, fatally hitting the 20-year-old man in the chest. This individual died on the porch. That is very unfortunate. Why are they not saying the person's race? D'Onofrio was a member of the Kappa Phi Sigma fraternity at USC. A member of the fraternity created a GoFundMe to the D'Onofrio funeral service in his name. Let me see. Let me just put this together. Kappa Phi Sigma sounds like a white sorority. So he probably was white. And that's why nobody's talking about this. If he was black, it'd be the biggest story on planet Earth. All right, let me play another. I want to do this real quick. If you want to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I got a ton of people calling in. I ain't even looked at this thing. All right, let me bring a couple people in. Let's see. Does anybody disagree with me? Okay, let's go with Ralph. I got refresh in 20 seconds. Okay. All right, so everybody that's waiting, just hold the phone. I'm going to tell you guys about Relief Factor, and then I'm going to get back to the calls, and I promise I'm going to come to every single person that's on there. So if you are on the list, I will get to you before the show ends.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company.
Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted.
Based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers.
And walk around the office
on eggshells.
And have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather.
Peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.
Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.work and use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job postings. To the ones who've watched our beautiful, thriving country unravel before our eyes, the citizens who have built America to be strong, courageous, and to hold fast to truth. Are you watching in real time as our rights are being stripped away? We've been silenced, fear-mongered, and coerced into big government mandates and agendas. As a conservative organization and alternative to AARP, we at AMAC recognize that it is you, the citizens of America, that band together to influence public policy, defend our Constitution, and preserve our God-given freedom. Join over 2 million citizens of AMAC today by visiting us at amac.us/fight. As a member, take take advantage of exclusive benefits, including insurance, travel, finance, entertainment, and more. Let us be your guide, offer you everyday solutions, and stay up to date on the issues that matter most. Rest easy knowing that we are here to advocate for you. Visit AMAC, that's AMAC.US/fight.
If you're looking for somebody who will hold you tight, who will walk you to your doorstep each and every night, take a step in my direction. Come on in. Take a step in my direction.
Ladies and gentlemen, you think you're just there for nothing? Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. I'm going to tell you about the straw poll. TatumStrawPoll.com. Go in and pick the president of your choice. So I want to know from my listeners who wants to vote for who. I can almost guarantee you, I will probably bet my life on it, that majority of the people that are listening will vote for Trump. But who will be second and third place or fourth place in your mind? So go to TatumStrawPoll.com and click on a picture of the person that you would vote for president in 2024. Okay, let's get some callers in here. I'm going to start with the oldest and work my way down. Let's go with Michael from Philly. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, good evening, Officer. I saw Doug Sattell, 2 T's.
Okay, I don't know what that was all about. Charisse from Florida, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
But who will be second and third place or fourth place?
Charisse, welcome to the show. All right, I think she's asleep. All right, let's go to the next person. Let's go to Rose from Pennsylvania. Rose, welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
Hi. I'm calling in to sort of defend the idea of politicians just in it for the money. We in Pennsylvania have a couple of good senators that were millionaires when they started. They were just, basically, they were good people just trying to lend their expertise to around the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, Senator John Hines. The Hines, yeah, they were millionaires. He wasn't in it for the money.
Right, I don't.
And we have Bob Casey now. Yeah, and the Caseys weren't poor either. They're just trying to help, I guess.
Yeah, let me try to put this together. I think I'm assuming that you're responding to, because you've been on hold for about an hour. I'm assuming that you're responding to when I said people are taking advantage of the system and making a lot of money. Is that you're mm-hmm. just saying that the senator that you yeah. have did make money? Okay, I'm hoping that my point came across, because I said somebody that didn't have any money getting into a position where they can make a lot of money versus people that already got money is less suspicious that they would use it for a money position because they already got money, they didn't need it. But I'm running out of time. Rose, thank you so much for the call. Y'all hold the phone. 844-900-7243. I'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.